Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
There's been a lot to digest this morning. The stunning unification of PGA Tour and LIV Golf and all the implications therein. The only thing that could be more surprising is if Peter Volandis and Racing Victoria walked hand in hand down the Flemington Straight later this afternoon. Wayne Hawkes for Australian Made. It's important to buy Australian right now. Hello to you, Wayne.
Oh, that made me laugh. Good morning, Jared. Good morning, everybody.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Nope. But as I keep saying, one's Coles, one's Woolworths. So I suppose at the end of the day, they're two separate companies, but we are one industry. And I've got a stable in Victoria and New South Wales, so I would love them to align with everything. Stewards, handicappers, race programming. But I suppose that would only probably happen if we had a national pool, Jared. That's obviously not going to happen. But yeah, it's the sport. It's the gift that keeps on giving at the moment from your side of the fence. That's for sure.
To dream the impossible dream. Given that Jay Monahan was on record saying Saudi Arabia was using golfers to sports wash their recent atrocities, and now he's on the teat of the Saudi money, anything in sport would seem possible now. Hey, just before we delve into the local scene, I was absolutely stunned to read on Monday the decision to shut Singapore racing in October next year. So 180 years of history of racing in Singapore, and by sort of government reclaim of the land, racing in Singapore finishes in a year and a bit.
It's quite amazing, isn't it, really? I mean, you just put that into, you know, our terms here. The government says Randwick and Flemington are going, see you later. You got 18 months and get out. It's quite an amazing thing. Obviously, we don't have the land issue that they do in places like Singapore that are high density, but gee whiz, you'd think it's pretty sacred, wouldn't you, that the pass of the land. But it's, we've got to be a little bit careful in the racing industry, and I'll tell you why, because it was about 12, 18 months ago, and Shane Anderson, formerly of racing.com, now lives in Europe, and he said to me, he went to a world seminar, Jared, and he said, it was on betting for sport. He said, there was not one mention of a horse race of any type, any animal, a greyhound, a trot, or a thoroughbred. So, you know, we've been around for a long time, but we probably need to not be complacent and think that it mightn't, time mightn't have passed us. But gee whiz, I mean, to see Singapore just say you've got, you know, literally you've got 18 months left and then it's game over, that's it's quite astonishing, really, isn't it?
It is. I think, you know, every jurisdiction should think about what that means. Now, there's some very specifics in Singapore. Yes. And Lee Friedman, who rekindled his love of racing and his desire to train, the imminent closure of Singapore racing is the perfect storm of events. Once the casino opened and the government took control of racing, a string of ineffectual and or clueless chief executives followed on, and illegal bookmakers wrecked the tote hold. Valuable land equals closure. So it's not it's not a universal experience what happened in Singapore, but just the fact that it could, all that history could count for nothing on almost a pen stroke is I reckon it should have everyone with their ears pricked.
I mean, to be fair, and I shouldn't speak on Hong Kong's behalf, but I would think they'd be pretty happy with that. A lot of Hong Kong people love betting on Singapore racing and vice versa. I've known that when I've been up in Asia. So I wouldn't think the Hong Kong Jockey Club would be too worried about that from that point of view. But, yeah, it's certainly something that we have to, as a racing industry worldwide. We've got to be a little bit smart, a little bit careful. Last week at Epsom Downs, there was a whole heap of protests, and wasn't really about the horses, to be fair. It was just about protesters just wanting to protest. So we're in two ways everywhere you look around the world at the moment, whether it's interest rates going up or all this sort of stuff happening, Jared. LIV Golf, it's amazing where we're at. Who would have thought, eh? Not me.
Victorian racing, are you braced for the announcement that Saturdays are going to be 10 race programs from here?
Yes, that's it's going to happen. I'm told it could happen as early as the beginning of next week. And So in theory, where they're at is a lot of race days have 9 races on a Saturday in metropolitan Victoria. Racing Victoria wanting to push towards 10 races. I've heard all sorts of things like, I'll tell you straight, there was one time there that they were talking about having under 15 metropolitan wins to be eligible to run in these races. My comment was, great, Wayne Hawkes hasn't had the best year. Michael has in Sydney, so that means I qualify under 15 wins for last season's premiership. And then there was a bit of a silence on the other end of the phone because I don't think it was quite designed for me, Jared. But, you know, I'm not sure about that. I'm a big one for maidens in the bush being worth more and everything, but I don't know whether we want to come to the Saturday races and then just limit it just to the bush only. I don't know whether that's the right answer. But there's going to be a lot of wear and tear coming out of this from a tracks point of view. The one thing that really comes to mind at the moment is Derby Day. Now, Derby Day, I think, is the greatest day's racing in the country. I don't know where you would rate it, but I reckon it is. There's 9 group races on Derby Day at Flemington. I'd hate them to put a restricted race on that day because it is just the elitist day of racing and all the racing elitists just end up there. So I don't think we need to mess around with Melbourne Cup Week. I think we need to leave that where it is, but 10 races, my first instinct is, well, if I have to win the 10th race and it's at 11:30 or 6 p.m, so be it, albeit it will be at reduced prize money, but I'm still better to have won a race, race 10, than not have won a race at all. But there's wear and tear got to come in somewhere, Jared, because if you go to the MCG and you predominantly race at the MCG on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, correct? And all of a sudden, a Thursday night next year comes in, and every Thursday night is going to be at the MCG. There has to be a wear and tear factor that eventually comes in, because it actually astounded me 2 days ago when I was talking to Flemington curator Liam O'Keefe. He said, you know, this track's 17 years old since we put the wall around it. Like, where has 17 years gone? I mean, it's nearly 20 years old, this track. And we need to, they're looking to do an upgrade in the next 3 or 4 years. So it's got to take a toll somewhere, 10 races, that's for sure.
We don't really believe in less is more in racing, do we?
Oh, no, the whole thing about this is, from a turnover point of view, just to try and get the grab an extra dollar, I'm assuming. So I don't want – one of the biggest problems is in winter is that you pretty much have to have the last race run at 4:30 unless you race at, say, a Moonee Valley, because Moonee Valley have lights, so they can run till 6:30 if they wanted to, but – in winter, we've got to be off the tracks, and then, you know, you run later at Flemington at a twilight. That doesn't really work because then the jockeys have the sun in their face, Jared. So there's a little bit of, you know, stuff to work out, but turnover's down, and they're obviously trying to squeeze the proverbial dollar. But, you know, from a participation point of view, it's not what you want after going to have a twilight meetings at Caulfield on a Wednesday night. Thursday nights are packing them. Fridays and then Friday nights alternating between Cranbourne and Moonee Valley, and then back up with a big 10-day race card at one of the metropolitan tracks. I reckon everyone will be spent by the time Sunday comes. But then Sunday and Monday, I reckon the jockeys, let's call them the city jockeys, are just going to not ride at all, I don't reckon. On a Sunday, Monday or Tuesday, they're just going to turn their nose up and all stick together and say, we're not going. We need to have a couple of days R&R, don't we?
Yep. All right, Wayne, thank you. We're keeping an eye out for Peter Volandis and Racing Victoria arm in arm. Good man. Wayne Hawkes for Australian Made. It's important to buy Australian right now. Look for the logo and be sure it's Aussie.